All right, thirdly and lastly, we come to the world. I must say, looking at the world, or at least reading the newspapers from time to time, I don't feel all that optimistic. By nature, I'm optimistic. By nature, I'm sanguine. But looking at the world, I don't feel all that optimistic. In the course of the last year or two, perhaps, there's been some slight change on the international front, politically speaking. But I don't think much more than that. And that change could very easily, perhaps, be undone. I'm very aware of the fact that there could be an atomic explosion at any time, even just by way of an accident. And I'm still very aware, though I don't talk about it much nowadays, of the possibility of an atomic war. We don't think about these things. We banish these things to the backs of our minds. But these are still possibilities. But yes, I've spoken about this in my lecture some years ago, Buddhism, World Peace and Nuclear War. So I'm not going to dwell on this particular aspect this evening. I just want to touch on three topics of national and international concern that I think we ought to give more attention to, more thought to, and perhaps do more about in the course of the next 20 years. First of all, there's the question of AIDS. We all know about it, but I wonder whether every order member and every mitra is sufficiently careful about it. So far, the movement seems to have remained free from AIDS. I'm not aware that that any order member has it, or even that any mitra has it. And that's perhaps more than 1,000 people. But I do know that there are two friends who have it. One of them in the United Kingdom and one of them in New Zealand. So it means it's beginning to come close. There are two friends with a capital F who have AIDS. And I would really hope that in the course of the next 20 years, not a single order member or a single mitra catches AIDS. I know that occasionally you do catch it through no fault of your own, for instance, by way of a blood transfusion. But leaving aside matters of that sort, I really do hope, in a way I expect, that in the course of the next 20 years, AIDS doesn't touch the order, doesn't touch the movement. But that depends upon the mindfulness, the awareness, the thoughtfulness of individual order members. So I'd like you to give quite serious thought to this matter. No doubt some of you, if not all of you, have already done that. And a few of you are very, very aware of this problem, I know. But perhaps it's very easy to forget, it's very easy to put aside. Is something we need to bear in mind. That is to say, all those who are not leading celibate lives, those who are not anagarikas or anagarikas, need to bear in mind really all of the time. And then there's another question that I felt quite concerned about recently, and even quite pained. And that is the question of racial prejudice and discrimination. I must say, if you had asked me a few years ago, whether racial prejudice and discrimination was on the decline in Britain, I would have said, well, yes, of course, it certainly is. And it won't be many years, perhaps, before it disappears altogether. But I don't think I could say that today. In the course of the last few months, I've seen, I've read in the newspapers, so many accounts, so many reports of instances, cases of racial discrimination, prejudice, harassment of one sort or another in Britain. So I've come to the conclusion that as a movement, and especially as an order, we need to take a much more active part in combating prejudice and discrimination of that sort. I'm quite sure that within the order, and perhaps within the movement as a whole, there is no racial prejudice. There is no racial discrimination of any kind. But there's certainly a lot of it in Britain. And I think we have to try not just to ensure that racial prejudice and racial discrimination don't exist in our midst, but we have to do whatever we can in whatever way to remove them from the society in which we live, in which our movement, in which our order functions. I don't think we can just look the other way and content ourselves with the fact that we ourselves do not personally practice that sort of discrimination, don't personally indulge in that sort of prejudice. Now, I'm not suggesting you take a very militant attitude. That often is counterproductive. But I think in a gentle and kindly and non-violent way, we must do everything in our power, in our own society, in Britain and elsewhere, if we happen to be so placed, to counteract this particular menace, which is obviously quite opposed to the whole spirit of Buddhism, of the Dharma. And then there's another matter that I felt quite concerned with recently, about which I haven't, I think, spoken very much, if at all, or written anything, but about which I might write something in the future, and that is about the environment, about matters ecological. It does seem that mankind is destroying his and her own environment. It may be even that in the course of the next 20 years, very serious damage is done to the total environment of life on Earth. One reads such dreadful things about the destruction of rainforests, about the destruction of all sorts of species of living things. To me, it seems really dreadful and really terrible that there are species, beautiful species of animals, of fish, of birds, of butterflies, which are just being wiped out. I believe several thousand species of one kind or another are being wiped out each year. This is what is happening. So I think as a movement, and especially as an order, we need to take a much stronger stand on issues of this sort, perhaps play a more active part, at least in our individual capacities, in the environmental movement. After all, this is completely in accordance with the principles of Buddhism. As Buddhists, we are meant, we are urged to direct metta towards all living beings. That doesn't just mean all human beings, it means all animals, insects, plants, birds, beasts of every kind. So this is the basis, we may say, of our ecological concern as Buddhists. We wish well towards all living beings. And it's in our own interest to do so, because we can't live as if we're on a naked planet. We can't live just where there's rock and sand. We depend upon vegetation. We depend upon animal life. We're all interconnected, another great lesson of Buddhism. All interconnected. So I would like, in the course of the next 20 years, I would like to see our movement, I would like to see the order developing what I describe as a sort of ecological dimension. I would like to see some order members taking up this particular interest and working in this particular field from the basis of their Buddhist commitment, working perhaps even in some cases along with non-Buddhists who share this sort of concern, this sort of commitment. Because it is something of very, very basic importance. Well, there's a lot more that I could say about the next 20 years, but I hope that this has been enough. One shouldn't think that because I haven't mentioned something, that because I haven't expressed a hope for something happening in the course of the next 20 years, I don't consider that particular thing important. I couldn't possibly have mentioned everything in the course of a mere 1.5 hours. But these at least are some of my reflections, some of my hopes, some of my fears with regard to the next 20 years. I think I also have to say in conclusion that I think that in some ways the next 20 years will be more difficult than the last 20 years. Because the next 20 years are going to be a period of transition. They're going to be a period, especially the first few of those next 20 years, a period of handing over of responsibility. As I said at the beginning, a handing over of responsibility, and especially responsibility for ordination, from me to all of you. And that, of course, presupposes that you, both individually and collectively, will be able to assume, will be able to take over that responsibility. Well, I have every confidence that you will be able to do that. In the course of the last 20 years, I've at least to some extent shown it the way, and the rest, of course, in the next 20 years and beyond, is up to you.